May the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, or my strength and my Redeemer. This is from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17, or beginning in verse 16. Therefore we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. For momentary light affliction is producing in us an eternal weight of glory, far beyond all comparison. If we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are unseen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. Interesting how he connects momentary, he calls them momentary light afflictions, with glory. This is in the Upper Room Discourse in John chapter 13. Verse 27. And after taking the morsel, Satan then entered into him. And therefore Jesus said to him, "What you do, do quickly." Now, no one of those reclining at the table knew what he was talking about when he said that to him. For some were supposing, because Judas had the money box, that Jesus was saying to him, "Buy the things which we need of for the feast, or else he should give something to the poor." And so after receiving the morsel, he went out, and immediately it was night. When therefore he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him immediately." This thing is interesting. Yesterday, just in hanging out in the Word and prayer, in the statement that he made, it says, when therefore Judas had gone out, Jesus then said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him." The narrative easily could have been from an earth perspective, not good, that here is one of the close ones who's now betrayed him. Now he's about to face the savagery of people. He's going to suffer extreme pain. All of his disciples are going to abandon him. Only John will come back after leaving and stand at the foot of the cross. I mean, nothing in the narrative was good. Nothing that Jesus was facing looked good. And unfortunately, most of the time, that's our narrative. That when things set and begin to move in a direction, or when there's pain, all we can see and think is that, oh, how hard and difficult this is going to be, and everything here is a disaster, this is the enemy, yada, yada, yada. And I understand all that. But Jesus' initial response was, in the midst of what somebody just walked out on him, who he had invested 3.5 years into their life, who was one of the 12, he was walking out of him to betray him. Satan had just filled him. And then all the other stuff Jesus was going to face. Jesus says, now, in light of the fact the betrayal has just happened, that what appears to be nothing but tragedy and pain now facing him, he says, now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. He said, well, yeah, he's talking about the cross. He's going to go to the cross and accomplish God's purposes. But the interesting thing to me is that his narrative was glory, not loss, and not pain. It's not that pain and loss isn't real, but there's something that's bigger, that God's able to take pain and loss to bring about glory. That he said, again, now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. That through situations like this, or painful things that we face in life, one, God's glory is going to manifest itself in our story, even if we can't see it yet, even if we can't feel it. That's the thing we hang on to. Though God causes all things to work together for good. He didn't cause them, but he causes them to work together for good, those who are called according to his purpose. So we keep our eyes on the fact glory is going to come out of this. God's going to be glorified from this. So that's our narrative, glory. And the other thing is God's going to do a glory, work glory in me. He's going to do something in me that doesn't just, my story isn't just going to contain glory, but God's going to transform me in this thing that seems to be costing me so much and seems so painful. It's about glory. Now glory is going to start getting manifested in this situation story. God's going to cause great things to come out of this, and God's going to do something transformative in me that carries an eternal weight of glory. It's going to impact my forever. And in a couple of trillion years from now, and I'm experiencing the eternal weight of glory that's been deposited in me eternally because of walking this out, not just looking at the thing that's seen, but the things that's unseen. The unseen hand of God in all this is that when I look back, I think that was such a brief moment in my eternity. And that glory came out of it in my story and in my humanity. It's transformative. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.